10 wins in a row. The Memphis Grizzlies have won their 10th straight game now with a 116-108 victory over the Golden State Warriors in what may be their most impressive victory of the stretch. On how important and how they did it in terms of getting the job done against the Warriors, what the impact of Dylan Brooks' injury over the next month might mean, and are the Grizzlies truly a contender this basketball season? We may be able to answer that question after the next few weeks. That and much more here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Let's get it going.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you. Hope wherever you are listening, and wherever you are watching, you are having an outstanding start to your Wednesday. Obviously, if you're a Grizzlies fan, it seems like every single day you've got a reason to get your day started off right, and that's exactly the truth with the Grizzlies getting another very impressive victory against a true title contender in the Golden State Warriors. We'll get into that in just a moment. Of course, you can find myself at StatsSAC, the show at Locked On Grizz, all on Twitter, the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Choose to listen, that's where we will be, right here on YouTube as well. Hit that subscribe button below. Let us know you enjoy the show. Let others be able to find the show. Just in general, makes the show the best experience it could possibly be. Sean Coleman here, credentialed media member with the Grizzlies. Have been covering the Grizzlies now for 4 years. Right for them over at Grizzly Bear Blues, and your host here at Locked On Grizzlies. Of course, we want to remind you to make Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. Check out the Locked On NBA podcast as well. So much going on around the league, including trade season. You know, it seems like that hopefully we're getting out of, you know, there being a huge impact of COVID, you know, every single day on teams in the NBA. So perhaps we can get more into trade discussions and a lot of different discussions going on. But without a doubt, the topic of many discussions, not only in Memphis, but around the NBA and basically the sports world, is the Memphis Grizzlies. I know that Memphis and the Grizzlies fans, they take pride in being not necessarily disrespected at all times, but not getting the attention they deserve, being underrated, being underappreciated when Memphis is going well. But right now, that appreciation, that respect, that recognition, the attention, that though we take pride as Grizzlies fans and as a franchise, maybe not always being there, you also certainly want to bask in all that, you know, glory, for lack of a better word, when you're actually winning. Now, don't get me wrong. It's January. We've won 10 basketball games. We're clearly a top five team in the league right now, but nothing's been won. This team is playing excellent basketball, but the players will tell you the job's nowhere near done. They're simply doing what they expect to do, which is to go out each and every night and play with any team in the league with the confidence of beating any team in the league, and that's exactly what they did. But my point is that last night with the Warriors in town, it was a different story. It wasn't just that it felt like a playoff atmosphere. It truly felt like, once again, like we felt at times during the grit and grind era, this Grizzlies team and the Warriors being in town, the spotlight was on Memphis. NBA eyes were on Memphis. One of the marquee matchups was in Memphis in the regular season because of how well the Grizzlies have been playing. That's another sign that we've evolved from a rebuilding team to a sustainable winner. People want to watch Memphis, not because of their style of play. Well, that has something to do with it, but also because Memphis truly is one of the best teams right now in the NBA, and they're consistently playing like it no matter who they're playing. And they did it again last night against the Warriors. So while the Grizzlies were a sustainable winner before last night's game against the Warriors, last night was truly a special experience because you realize that going forward, this could be a consistent theme. When the Grizzlies are playing against some of the best opponents in the league, they truly will be spotlighted for Christmas games, spotlighted for national TV games, because they themselves, the Memphis Grizzlies, are one of the best teams in the NBA. And that was why last night was a marquee matchup. You had the best team in the West this year in the Golden State Warriors coming to face Memphis, who had been the best team in the West, arguably, and in my opinion, record-wise, over the past 6 weeks. And both teams were playing, not necessarily playing well. The Warriors had their struggles, but both teams, especially with Klay Thompson being back for the Warriors, were well-positioned to make the most of this opportunity. But the Grizzlies made sure that not only did they gain control of the game early, but they gained it back after the Warriors punched him in the mouth. In the first half, it was John Morant. 15 first-quarter points. The Grizzlies, after that, started hitting some threes to support Morant's solid efforts, and they got up by as much as 18 in that second quarter. But an unfortunate out-of-bounds call allowed for the Warriors and Klay Thompson to hit a three, and then the Warriors started creeping back. They started getting back into the game. At one point, it was 49-31 in favor of the Grizzlies. But then you see the Warriors cut the lead down. They being down as much as 18, they cut the lead down to 8. And then coming out of halftime, I believe the Warriors went on a 15-1 run over a stretch of 10 or 11 minutes of game time. The Warriors went on like a 35-9 run, going from being as down as much to 18 to up as much as 9 points in that third quarter. And unfortunately, the thing that stood out was that Jaren Jackson Jr. got into foul trouble. But that's when the tide turned. And that was another sign, another trademark of a sustainable winner. The Grizzlies were able to, even though they got down by as much as 9 in the third quarter, they were able to come back against the Warriors and once again have a sustainable stretch of solid basketball. They gave up 39 points to the Warriors in the third quarter, but the Grizzlies came back themselves and outscored the Warriors 29-18. And some fun things stood out in this game, even without Dylan Brooks. Steph Curry, yes, he attempted 21 shots, only made 8 of them. He scored 27 points, but again, he never took over the game, which was a big development for this Grizzlies team. The other big thing that stands out is the waves of success we're seeing with this Grizzlies team. The waves of success we're seeing, because you start out with Ja Morant and his efforts. 29 points last night, him being the best player on the court, but somebody else stepping up every single night to support him. Desmond Bane struggled. He made 3 threes, but only 11 points in the game. Jaren Jackson Jr. struggled on offense. Last night, it was Zaire Williams. 17 points, 3 threes, combined with Ja Morant, scored 46 points in the starting lineup. So you've got Jaws being the best player on the court. You've got the starting lineup winning their minutes. But the other key thing is, once again, Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, a combined 31 points. Tyus Jones, 5 threes, perfect. Tyus Jones became only the 4th bench player in NBA history to have 15 or more points, 5 or more assists, 5 or more rebounds, and 5 or more threes made while shooting perfect from beyond the arc. It's waves. At any point in time, Ja Morant's going to be the best player on the court. At any point in time, the Grizzlies starters right now are likely going to be able to beat the opposition starters. And then when the best players are not on the court, the Grizzlies have the best combo game in and game out of bench players in Brandon Clark and Tyus Jones. But it's not only the encouraging play of Zaire Williams. It's not only these different waves of success that make it very hard to find where you're going to beat the Grizzlies night in and night out. Last night, against the Warriors, in a potential preview of a second-round playoff matchup, the people who made the difference were the Grizzlies' 2 best players in Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaws scoring in the first quarter to allow the Grizzlies to get the lead. His scoring in the final few minutes to allow the Grizzlies to hold the lead. That made the difference on the offensive end. But Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Roser brought up a great observation from Grind City Media. In that third quarter, Jaren had to sit because he was in foul trouble. And the Warriors scored 39 points to jump back into the lead. But what did Jaren Jackson Jr. do? After he sat for about 10 minutes in that third quarter, he came back, and after the Warriors scored 39 points in that third quarter with Jaren Jackson Jr. being on the bench for most of it, 8 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, and the Warriors only scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. The reason why the Grizzlies won last night, a big reason why, their best player was the best player on the court on offense, and their second best player was the most impactful player on the court on defense, and that's what won them the game. But with that being said, we talk about impact, and we talk about Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., leading the Grizzlies' charge on both ends of the court. Despite the Grizzlies' success and how well they're playing, what does that mean about the absence of Dylan Brooks? Could his impact be a bit minimized as players step up a bit? Yes, to an extent, but I also do think the Grizzlies are certainly going to feel his absence, especially with a tough stretch of games coming up over the next few weeks. I'll discuss that in just a moment. Before I do that, though, I want to talk about Prize Picks, our title sponsor for today's show. Listen, it's daily fantasy made easy. That's the whole thing that stands out about Prize Picks. A lot of times when it comes to daily fantasy, it not only is tough to find the right players to choose, but it's also tough to go against several different aspects of things in order to profit. Well, with Prize Picks, it's, again, daily fantasy made easy. You pick 2 to 5 players. And on an over and under for their projections, you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you for the you versus the projected numbers. And you also can pick across multiple sports. And any of the users that deposit and use the promo code NBA, you'll receive 100% instant deposit up to $100. That's correct. Go to prizepicks.com and use the promo code NBA and go to the App Store and download the app. You'll be able to get 100% deposit bonus up to $100. It's daily fantasy made easy. On tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, we'll get into previewing the Grizzlies playing against the Minnesota Timberwolves, but also we'll look at why exactly the Grizzlies are finding so much success early in games where they have truly transformed their ability to set the tone early. That's what Taylor Jenkins and his coaching staff have talked about, setting the tone early in games. We'll get a glimpse as to why the Grizzlies have been so good getting control of games early to be able to win now 21 out of 25 games. That and much more on tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So obviously the Grizzlies are riding high right now. Absolutely outstanding play. They feel fully confident. They can play with and beat anybody on any given night, and they're playing exactly like that. This isn't them just saying this. Every game, night in and night out, you're getting close to or you are getting the best version of this Grizzlies team. But that's of the available players that they have. Thankfully, and Steven Adams hopefully coming back, you know, here in the near future, thankfully, the Grizzlies have been able, it seems, to ride out that wave of injuries and protocols that have come through Memphis like they have so many other cities in the NBA. Thankfully, it seems the Grizzlies have gotten through that stretch of things to where it won't make that big of an impact moving forward. But unfortunately, over the weekend, the Grizzlies did suffer a significant injury to one of their most impactful players when it comes to Dylan Brooks. And don't make any mistake about it. Dylan Brooks is not on the level of making an impact of a Ja Morant. He doesn't have as much two-way potential as Jaren Jackson Jr. And to be honest with you, he probably is not as important to the future of the Grizzlies as Desmond Bane's offensive ability and especially in his shooting ability is. But as a tone setter, as a center of confidence, as a motivator, Dylan Brooks plays his part and plays it well, a very important part on this Grizzlies team, especially defensively. And as we talked about, it's unfortunate, right? Because again, I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, but I do believe that the quartet of Ja, Jaren, Desmond, and Dylan, they have played less than 150 minutes this year on the court together, and we're more than halfway through the season, and we're not even going to be able to see that become a possibility until after the All-Star break. So the point is that, yes, Dillon Brooks' absence is going to make a difference. It's going to make an impact on this Grizzlies team, especially as it plays a pretty tough stretch of opponents over the next few weeks. There are going to be times where a Jaw or a Desmond are going to be slowed down, in which Dillon would be an awesome option to step up and be a scoring option. Obviously, the Zaire Williams and the Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, those players stepping up and the bench performing like it is, that certainly helps out. But you'd love to have Dillon's option as a third perimeter scorer to step up in the place of a Jaw or a Desmond if they were to be limited on the night. You'd love to have Dillon's offense in that option. So, yes, some of the depth, some of the reliability when it comes to scoring is taken away with Dillon's absence. But that is a bit minimized with how well the bench is playing right now, but also how well many different Grizzlies have shown they could be stepping up into a larger scoring role if that's what they're asked to do. But without a doubt, the Grizzlies benefit most from Dillon with what he does on defense. It's no coincidence at all. And you could argue that Zaire Williams, going to be, becoming injured. You can argue the Grizzlies were playing a weaker schedule. You can argue a lot of different aspects of things. But in my opinion, the coaches and players, the opinions that matter the most, they're going to tell you this. The biggest factor in the Grizzlies turning around their defense once that calendar hit December was Dillon Brooks returning at full health. The Grizzlies are at their best on defense when they have Dillon Brooks taking care of the biggest outside threat for the opposing team and everybody else falling into place. However, just like the Grizzlies' depth, stepping up to support John Desmond on a nightly basis, stepping up into bigger roles if either one of those players are limited, that's exactly what's happening on defense. Dillon Brooks has played one game since Christmas in a Grizzlies uniform due to being out for protocols and now his injury. And yet over that time frame and over a stretch of playing teams, over a much tougher stretch of the schedule that the Grizzlies played right after Christmas, over the past 2 weeks after Christmas, than they did before Christmas in December, even with Dillon Brooks only playing one game, this Grizzlies team has produced the fifth best defensive rating over the past 2 weeks, a stretch of about 7 or 8 games in which Dillon Brooks has only played once. So that doesn't tell me that Dillon Brooks is not an impactful defender. It doesn't tell me that this team doesn't need Dillon Brooks. What it does tell me, though, is that just like on offense, this Grizzlies team, it took time, but this entire roster itself, it's gotten better. Players know their responsibility more. Players are more comfortable playing with each other. It just was going to take time. That's the byproduct of being healthy and being able to play together and seeing different rotations play together as they got bigger opportunities. So without a doubt, yes, the numbers may suggest that the loss of Dillon Brooks may not be that big of a deal. And I can understand that. But I think that it's more of a compliment to how good this roster has been the entire season of several players stepping up and succeeding in bigger roles when they needed to. I think it's more of a compliment to them that the numbers look that way than it's a detriment to Dillon Brooks. Because at the end of the day, while it's great for those depth options to move up and play well in those minutes that are available to them, at the end of the day, when you get into high leverage moments or playoff moments against better opponents, you want your most impactful players taking those minutes. And that is Dillon Brooks, especially on the defensive end. So the whole point is that, yes, the Grizzlies are going to feel the loss of Dillon Brooks. There are going to be stretches. For instance, that stretch of 11 to 12 minutes in last night's game where the Warriors went on like a 35-9 run, Dillon Brooks probably helps out in that scenario. He probably helps make that a bit tougher to be done by the Warriors had he been out there on the court. At the end of the day, this team is at its best when it's got Dillon Brooks on the court in its high leverage closing five. He is one of the five most impactful players on this team, without a doubt. So, yes, I do feel his loss is going to be impactful, but it is minimized by players on the Grizzlies consistently stepping up and performing well in expanded roles. But the key to remember is you can both complement that aspect of the Grizzlies without doubting the overall impact of Dylan Brooks. Because at the end of the day, this team is at its best with Dylan Brooks on the court on both ends. But one of the reasons why this team is one of the best teams in the NBA now is because even when it loses one of its most impactful players for a long stretch of time, it's got the depth to step up and deliver. And that depth is certainly going to have to continue to step up as the Grizzlies, even though they've been able this month now to beat Brooklyn on the road, to beat the Cavaliers on the road, to beat LeBron on the road, and now be able to beat the Warriors at home, the stretch of tough games continues. And we may also continue to get a more valid argument that this Grizzlies team is a true contender. I'll discuss that in just a moment. Before I do, I want to talk about options. So we're talking about Dylan Brooks, how reliable he is. Well, maybe when it comes to Built Bar, you have a reliable flavor that you enjoy having when it comes to you making your orders of Built Bar. But say you wanted to change it up. You wanted something new. Well, just like the Grizzlies options, stepping up in the place of Dylan Brooks and being able to deliver, you've got different options you can enjoy when it comes to Built Bar. You can go to Built.com right now. Have it in the morning for breakfast and the afternoon as a snack. Go to Built.com right now. Choose from over 18 different flavors. Whatever strikes your fancy. And you can put in the promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. You can go to Built.com, put in the promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. So are you betting on the Grizzlies? You damn well better be betting on the Grizzlies. I'm kidding. But my point is, when it comes to betting and wagering on sports, betonline.ag is the place for you. Head to the new updated website via your mobile device or your laptop and make sure you sign up using the promo code LOCKEDON. And if you do that, what it allows for you to do is it allows for you to be able, through your mobile device or your laptop, it allows for you to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And again, if you use the promo code Locked On, that first deposit could be used to bet on anything from the NFL to NHL, hockey, NBA. The NFL playoffs are coming up. Make sure you use betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to make all your bets when it comes to the sports world. Thank you so much for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. But make sure you check out the Locked On Now podcast, which obviously is here on YouTube as well as via podcast. The latest reactions to many of the most exciting things around the NBA, including yours truly, talking about the most beloved team in the NBA right now when it comes to the Memphis Grizzlies. So the big question now that comes into play, I just talked about, is this Grizzlies roster the best in franchise history? And while I'm not necessarily ready to give that label to this roster, there's every reason to believe it eventually could become that. Now, the even more important question is this. The Grizzlies have now, over the past, 2 weeks? Last night was Tuesday night. Over the past 17 days, we'll see, on the road, they've beaten the Suns, the Nets, they've beaten LeBron, who's playing like the best player in the world, and now at home, they've beaten the Warriors. Is this Grizzlies team a true contender? I can't say with confidence that they are, but I can't deny that they truly are playing as if they are right now. Because it's not just, again, us saying that this team can go out and beat any team on any given night. That's any team in the NBA. But the Grizzlies are literally playing like they can. Again, we consistently have talked about over the past year and a half, the Grizzlies are going to have to play to the best of their potential. They're going to have to play like the best version of themselves to beat the more talented teams in the NBA. Well, the thing is this. The Grizzlies' development this year has made them one of the more talented teams in the NBA. It's made them the deepest team in the NBA. So while, yes, they still have to play as the best version of themselves to beat the more talented teams in the league, they're more frequently doing it. You don't win 21 out of 25 games and beat the caliber of teams that the Grizzlies have beaten during that stretch without that being the case. But at the end of the day, Do I feel that this Grizzlies team is a true contender to the West this year? I can't say that for certain. If you get Anthony Davis and LeBron James back on the Lakers, if you get Kawhi Leonard and you get Paul George back on the Clippers, if you get Jamal Murray and you get Michael Porter Jr. back on the Nuggets by the playoffs, are the Grizzlies still truly, by that time, potentially they could be a top three team in the West? Are they truly one of the three most talented teams in a Western Conference playoffs that has all those guys coming back? I can't answer that with honesty. What I can say is that once the Grizzlies get past the first round, they're likely going to be a heavy underdog, which is perfectly fine. But at the very least, while the Grizzlies may be an underdog, and that's why I say that they're not necessarily to the point of being a true contender as of yet, they clearly are going to be a tough matchup no matter who they play. And they're going to make it competitive no matter who they play. I fully feel this Grizzlies team in a second-round matchup against the Golden State Warriors, especially with Dylan Brooks being back, I absolutely do think this Grizzlies team could beat the Warriors in a playoff series. Do I think that they'll be the favorites to do that? No, but I think they could get it done. I think that this team is a very tough matchup for the Golden State Warriors. But at the end of the day, I'll stop short of saying that they're a true contender because I don't think they're going to be favored in any of those matchups. But at the end of the day, who cares what I think? I mean, you should care. I should care. My point is, though, is that at the end of the day, confidence is a wonderful thing. But confidence, an unwavering confidence, being a key skill of a team that is developed like the Grizzlies have, and is as deep as the Grizzlies are, that becomes a very dangerous team that right now is arguably playing like the best team in the NBA over the past month and a half. But we're also truly going to get an idea of where this Grizzlies team stands. We're going to truly get an idea of just how talented this Grizzlies team is, I think, over the next few weeks. Because you've now seen them beat the Warriors, and you've seen them beat the Nets, the Cavaliers, so on and so forth. Well, the schedule doesn't get any easier. Next game out, which will be Thursday, the Minnesota Timberwolves come to Memphis. That's going to be a tough matchup. The Timberwolves right now are playing like a playoff team. You've got the Timberwolves coming to Memphis. After that's where the stretch gets fun. On Friday, right after the Grizzlies welcome the Timberwolves to the FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies welcome the Mavericks, who arguably has been the hottest team other than the Grizzlies this calendar year in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies will welcome the Mavericks on Friday for Martin Luther King Day. A great matchup, an outstanding matchup, the Grizzlies versus the Bulls. And then after that, the Grizzlies go on the road against the Bucks. They go on the road against the Nuggets. And then they go on the road against the Mavericks, in which the Grizzlies start that stretch that I've been talking about from late January through late March of where they're going to be playing the overwhelming majority of their games on the road. But the next 7 games for the Grizzlies are going to be against teams that clearly are in the playoff picture. And so we're going to see whether or not this Grizzlies team truly is a title contender. At the end of the day, again, I'm not going to call them that because I think that it's going to take things outside of the Grizzlies' control to even have a true chance at being able to get to the Western Conference Finals or to the Finals. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's amazing the Grizzlies were even having this discussion about the Grizzlies this season. But I will say that when it comes to this Grizzlies team, even if they may not be as talented as other teams when they're fully healthy, they may be big underdogs when it comes to a playoff series, nothing can get in the way of a very talented, very deep, very confident team. And that's exactly how the Grizzlies are playing right now. We joke about the interaction that Ja Morant had with the young gentleman who was wearing the Golden State Warriors jersey last night. But that's the type of swagger and confidence that the Grizzlies are playing with. That's the type of confidence and swagger that is allowing for them to go out each and every night, no matter who they're facing, and know this Grizzlies team knows that Ja Morant's going to be the best player on the court, their defense is going to make an impact, and that they know that they're going to set the tone early and that the game is going to go according to how the Grizzlies want it to go. And as long as the Grizzlies have that confidence, and as long as it's being backed by success, that right there may be all that they need to eventually show themselves as a true title contender as the season goes on. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, with the stretch of games that we've got coming up, more and more marquee matchups on a nightly basis when it comes to the Memphis Grizzlies. Keep it here. We'll have the latest for you. Obviously, on tomorrow's Locked On Grizzlies edition, going to look at how the Grizzlies are really being able to take control of games early in the first, second quarter, setting the tone early, and also previewing their matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That and much more on tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Have a great day.